This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Gang's all here, including Fritzy. Get to more phone calls coming up, as we always do every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. We talked a lot about the college football playoff committee, Michigan, Washington, Texas, and Alabama. We talked about the early point spreads. Alabama getting 1.5 against Michigan. Texas is giving 4.5 with Washington. And according to DraftKings, the odds to win the college football playoffs, it's Michigan, closely followed by Alabama, then Texas, and then Washington. Football coming up tonight, the Bengals getting 10 on the road. Over-under is 40 in that game. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. Our radio partners, numbering nearly 400 cities that carry the program, iHeartRadio and Fox Sports Radio. Poll question for that final hour of the program. Also, I'm going to throw out this possibility. I don't know if it's legally possible. I don't know if it's being considered. There is speculation Florida State could sue to get into the playoffs. Now, just speculation. I don't have any inside information. I haven't heard from anybody other than just there's sort of a groundswell. Can you do this? Michigan threatened to do this with getting Jim Harbaugh to be able to stay on the sidelines with the team. They quickly dropped that when they realized that there was some damaging information out there. But does Florida State have any legal ground to stand on? I'd love to hear it. If I'm a judge, I mean, I'd put it in front of Judge Judy. I would have done that with Jim Harbaugh. I just think that would be awesome. Yeah, what are you here for? Well, I didn't do anything wrong. Somebody on my staff did. Just get to the point, coach. With Florida State, what's Judge Judy going to say? Yeah, but your third string quarterback. I mean, we can't put you into the playoffs. Yes, Todd?
More frivolous lawsuits in this country? If it's a subjective decision, I don't know how you could sue for something that's
frivolous.
Subjective.
Yeah. This is important.
There's a lot of money at stake. A lot of money.
But it's not a if it was a machine like we used to have, and that's what it came at, that's what it is. You got to accept the machine. But this is people's just decisions. It's a subjective thing that everyone agreed to let these people decide.
Yeah, I know. It's a flawed system, and then we're angry that it's a flawed system. We're like, come on. Where's the logic? There's no logic in this.
It's like you're rooting for chaos all weekend, yes, and then unhappy about the results. It's like, the chaos is the results. That's what you were rooting for.
Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
A number of Florida senators and congressmen have tweeted out things. They're very upset with the committee, you know, pandering to their fan base that they're on there at Florida State. One of them said he's going to look into it and circulating a letter condemning the NCAA. I don't know if there's a lawsuit pending. Nothing like that has been reported, but there's some posturing.
It does feel like pandering.
Yeah, posturing and pandering.
Yes, Todd.
You know how long these things get caught up in the court system? That means the semifinal games won't be played till like May or something.
No, they'll be played. They're going to be played on time. By the way, Sunday night, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles take on Dak Prescott and the Cowboys. NFC East showdown, Sunday 7 Eastern, NBC and Peacock. Wow. When's the last time Dallas had a game of this magnitude? A decade? Maybe longer? This is huge. They can't afford to lose this game. I thought they were going to win in Philadelphia. Probably should have. This one, you have to win this game. Must win. And you get Philadelphia coming off getting banged up and blown out by San Francisco. And this is that stretch here where Dallas is going to tell us a whole lot. Where they stand in the NFC and also where Dak Prescott is, you know, standing with the MVP. It's all here. Dak Prescott, you do this, you go 3-1 in these four-game stretch, you go 4-0, you're probably going to win the MVP. And it's about home field advantage. That's what's so important. Instead of going on the road for your playoffs, being able to have home field, this game is huge for Dallas. And Philly, too, because you want to know, you know, San Francisco went through that three-game losing streak, and we're like, oh, okay. And then all of a sudden, what we saw yesterday, it's like, oh, okay. Because that was as impressive. You know, when you think Philadelphia is the best team in football, San Francisco is favored, slight favored, and they go in, and that was embarrassing for Philadelphia. And give credit to San Francisco. But Deebo Samuel, if he's healthy, he's on the field, I have an advantage that not many teams have. The only other team that might have a better, bigger advantage would be the Dolphins with Tyreek Hill. When he's on the field, I don't know if, I'm guessing somebody asked Ron Rivera, the Commanders coach, why were you in single coverage on Tyreek Hill? Were you trying to trick him? Like reverse psychology? Yeah, we're not going to cover you. Let's see what you can do. How about 78 yards?
Try to tire him out?
Yeah. How about 72 yards? Yeah. He's not going to be good in the second half because he had these long touchdowns in the first half.
Just like in Rocky, okay? You just keep taking the body shots. It's going to tire him out.
All right. So there were some impressive wins. The Eagles getting blown out. Packers hold off the Chiefs. Now, I've been in Jordan Love's corner since he got the job. I thought they needed to move on from Aaron Rodgers. I think the Packers have won the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes, and I think Jordan Love is a franchise quarterback. Now, I did hear from a lot of you who said, how's your franchise quarterback doing a couple of weeks ago? And you were right, but it's a learning process. Hasn't played many games. What's he played, 10 games in his career? Tough October, but in the conditions, given a Sunday night standalone game, he's had, 12 starts? He's played pretty well.
22 touchdowns, 10 picks, and his percentage is going up.
Yes, he looked the part last night. And I think Green Bay, it sets up. Green Bay can win and get in the playoffs. If you pull up their schedule, they can win the rest of their games. Now, I'm not saying they are, but if they play the way they did last night, they are. Yeah, Paulie?
Green Bay is at the Giants, host the Buccaneers, at the Panthers, at the Vikings, host the Bears. They will be favored in every game.
So they could run the gamut here. Make the playoffs. How many wins would that give them? That give them 11?
Where they are right now. That'd be 11-6 if they ran the table.
11-6. Pretty good.
Detroit's 9-3, but this is more of, you know, wild card.
Yes. Well, if I said to you in October you're a Green Bay fan, even at the beginning of the year, now I thought they could challenge for the division. I thought, okay, you lose Rodgers, but they haven't been healthy. It's the youngest team in pro football. And I think that, you know, trying to get everybody healthy, running back situation hasn't been fluid. But I thought that he played pretty well. And, like, that's one of those games I almost focused on the Chiefs, where I go, you know, slow start. Like, eventually those things catch up to you. Normally, that's where the Chiefs come back and win. And when it was, 21-19, or I thought, you know, here we go. Chiefs going to let the Packers hang in there, and then they're going to, you know, kill them at the end. But Green Bay played good football, and you beat the Chiefs. I don't care when and where, you beat the Chiefs. And Jordan Love, that's a big game for him. It now starting to feel like Aaron Rodgers won't come back and play if they're not in the playoff mix. I'm going to just wait until we get there. I'm just going to wait. Yeah. It's all the speculating, all the talk, McAfee conversation. I'm just going to wait. You know, if it happens, great. If it doesn't, okay. Yes, Todd.
Are we going to see him jogging in place next on the sideline, jumping rope, just to let us know, hey, I'm getting closer, maybe.
Probably. But I've said that this was about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, cleared to practice, got a 21-day window. This is about Aaron Rodgers. I don't think it's about the Jets. I think it's about Aaron Rodgers. Because that team is not good. They're not going to be in the playoff mix. But it felt like Aaron Rodgers wanted to get back. Prove a point? Fine. Prove a point. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think that part of Rodgers' rationale, especially the 3 or 4 weeks after he got injured, when he said, well, you know, the end of the season, he started dripping that out there, was to motivate his teammates to stay playoff eligible? Like, I'll do my best to be back. You got to do your best to keep us in the mix for a wild card spot. Maybe in his mind.
Yeah, but I don't know if the players go, he's gone, we shouldn't try hard. Like,
no, I know. I guess like motivational tool.
Well, if you needed that, hey, guys, I'm out, but you keep playing really hard because I'm going to come back and save you.
Yeah,
see.
Well, yeah, but like the idea that motivation isn't real isn't accurate either, though. You know, I mean, like when you lose your superstar quarterback that you built the whole season around, people get deflated and they don't play the same. I'm not saying that the offensive linemen don't try as hard, but they know that the guy who's back there isn't as good as the other guy.
But that's when you have to try harder because the guy is not as good.
Right. Like in a perfect world, that's the way it would be. But in reality, that's not how life works.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. I watched the game yesterday. I don't know why. I'm morbidly fascinated with the Patriots against the Chargers, the Falcons against the Jets. And you're just going, this is so bad. But I can't stop watching it. And then you're going, all right, there's some glimpses here. But if Rodgers comes back, great. It's content for me. If he doesn't, still content. But I do think this is about Aaron coming back, modern medicine. His way is different than yours, and his way is the right way. Fine. Whatever works for him. Luciano in Brooklyn is back with us. Hey, Luciano.
Morning, couple.
Hey, bud.
Marvin, peace, King. What up, son? And, of course, to the good fellas, Todd, Seton, Polly. What's it about?
It's about what?
Hey, keep poking the bear, Polly. I'm going to get you.
Luciano doesn't really want an answer when he said, what's up?
It was more slangish.
Yes, it's like, what's up, but I don't want to hear what's up.
I thought he wanted to know what was up.
Yes,
he.
It's similar, Paul, to when people walk in the room, and instead of saying hello, you say, what do you got?
Yeah.
Like, right. what do you have?
I don't know, like 750 and a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. What do you got for me, Luciano? What do you got?
Couple, so because I'm very fond of you, I want you to put on your helmet and buckle your chin strap for this one, okay? Because not only you're about to settle a very heated barbershop debate, but this debate has actually plagued America for the last 20 plus years. So you're going to go down in American history. Now, before you do this, I'm serious, Capo. Before you
I know that.
I got to break some balls, all right? So, Todd, I got a pie to the face challenge for you, all right? And you're going to think I'm crazy for offering you this, but that's exactly the point, my young level-headed friend. There's going to be great content for America, because if I win, America gets to see you take another pie to the kisser. Yeah. If you win, America gets to see Luciano. Now, I can't recall just how many times I've been called pretty in my life, but I do know that my mother thinks I'm handsome, so it's going to be great for everybody, all right?
What do we got?
I say that the Dallas Cowboys will go further in the playoffs than the San Francisco 49ers. Do you accept that challenge?
You know what? I will accept that challenge.
All right.
Let's have some fun with that.
Okay.
And I think the 49ers will go further anyway.
All right.
I knew you would accept that challenge, Panama Red Cap, but where'd you find this guy? It's too easy. It's like luring a rat out with smelly cheese.
Luciano, he's from Brooklyn.
That's right. Fellow Brooklyn guy, and I love the accent.
Yeah. You know, so I lured him out with a smelly cheese, and he took it just like I thought he would. Todd, how can you accept a deal that appears to be so one-sided in your favor that is to the detriment of a good friend of the show like myself?
Oh, I see what you're doing there. Either way, it's going to be a lot of fun, but hopefully you'll be on the receiving end of a pie in the weeks ahead.
Is that it, Luciano?
Boom. That's smack talk.
And I'll take it, but I'm just letting you know, you're coming off like a certified stool pigeon right now. Capo, how are you?
Yeah.
Let's make sure you send that video of you with the pie in the face. We need the video.
All right.
I wouldn't be in any hurry to do any crimes around Todd, guys. I'm just letting you know that right now. Okay. All right, Scapo, so here we go. You want the question right now, or do I have time to break Paulie's balls?
Oh, you can break Paulie's balls, sure.
All right, Paulie, hey, look, last week you were giving tourist advice about Chicago. You made a comment about a bad area. Capo then asks you, hey, Paulie, how do you know when you're in a bad area? And you, because you're hyper-intelligent, you defer to Marvin. King Marvin being a nice guy, he's inclined to give the nice guy answer. Not because he's incapable of articulating it properly, but because his colloquial lexicon, it might offend the FCC. So since Marvin is always kind enough to translate for me, let me translate for him. What he was saying is, first, there's no such thing as a bad area. It's called the hood. Or if you want to church it up, you can call it an economically stressed area. Now, Capo, to answer your question, right, the way you know when you're in an economically stressed area is if you find yourself face-to-face with someone wearing a non-COVID mask and they're relieving you of your possessions. Okay? And, Paulie, if you ever want to understand that organic excitement and fear of being relieved of your possessions, come to Brooklyn, and I can arrange for somebody to give you a tutorial, all right?
All right. All right. No threats here. No threats. All right. Thank you, Luciano. Whew. Not sure what we learned there. Just don't go where Luciano is.
It's entertainingly frightening every time you call.
It seems to get edgier and edgier.
Yeah.
You're not nervous, are you, Marv?
Am I nervous?
Yeah.
No. If I'm on his good side, I'm not nervous.
Oh, okay. Paulie needs to be nervous.
No. never nervous.
Okay. Yeah, Seton, are you poised to offer something here?
Nope.
I don't know how that call was presented to Tyler.
It's funny too, because I don't know if what Luciano had to say to Paul was the point, or if there was still a bet involved that we never got to. But that's,
I had to cut. You know,
yeah, it went on a little
due to time. I mean, you have to get to your point.
Remember that guy last week who called and was like, "This is obviously a huge mistake," because he just couldn't. He just kept going on and on.
He couldn't land the plane.
That guy was awesome.
And then he self-edited himself, like, obviously, this is a bad idea.
Obviously, this is a huge mistake.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, got a new poll question. And is it a foregone conclusion? Who's going to win the Heisman? We'll have that for you when we come back. Dan Patrick Show.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the Kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Sunday night, Eagles, Cowboys. That'll be at 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Got a new poll question around the Eagles, Paulie?
We have two of them.
All right.
I'll present mine, and Seton has one as well. His might be a little deeper cut than mine. Okay, how bad was the Eagles' loss? No big deal, they will be fine, or I'm out. Like, you don't think they could win the Super Bowl. Because that was a big loss.
Yeah, but I still think that they're one of the favorites. It was a bad game. It was a bad matchup, absolutely.
How much did it damage their rep?
I think... probably damaged Jalen Hurts' MVP candidacy big time. I still look at that Eagles team and say that's still a balanced team, a very good team. The defense not showing up was really surprising there. By the way, speaking of the Eagles, I guess there's a report that the commissioner wants to get rid of the brotherly shove, the push-tush. And then you have people, analysts who play the game to say, well, it's not a football play. It's not a football move. I go, it's the quintessential football move. It's me. It's you. I'm telling you what's going to happen. Try to stop it. Now you're going to get rid of it. Not everybody does it the way the Eagles do it. The Eagles do it really well. Other teams trying. So you're going to get rid of this just based on the Eagles' success. Now you can say player safety. Because player safety, you can get around a lot of things by going, player safety. No kickoffs, player safety. We don't want you going for two-point conversions, player safety. All right. So are you not allowed to push a running back anymore, if that's the case? Remember when you weren't allowed to do that? Happened yesterday with McCaffrey. He was running, and his offensive lineman came up and started pushing him. All right. That's a push. You allowed to do that? I don't know why. I mean, nobody else is able to take advantage of this. Because nobody else has an offensive line like the Eagles do. Or a quarterback who leg presses 700 pounds. Like, what are we doing here? Hey, stop that. You guys are really good at this. Now, if you want to say it's kind of a boring play, predictable, sort of like the extra point used to be, okay. But, under the umbrella of player safety, I don't know how many people have gotten hurt in this play. And maybe there's a long, years-long study with this. But just to hear that, and I'm not surprised, because I thought they were going to address it this offseason. In fact, I was told they were going to. They did look at it. They just didn't vote on it. And I thought, oh, boy. They're going to see if they are able to be successful again. Imagine if the Eagles won the Super Bowl with a push-tush. Brotherly shove to win it all. And then all of a sudden, they outlaw that the next season. It is football. This is the way football used to be. Now, all of a sudden, we're like, no, that's not a football play there. Yes, Eaton.
Yeah, it does. It feels like the most pure expression of football you could have right now. That's why I'm always surprised when I hear, I forget who we had on, but they were like, I hate it. It's not a football play. Like, really?
Yeah, Paul.
The NFL Competition Committee has 8 people on it. 2 of the 8 people are from the NFC East. John Mara of the New York Giants. And Stephen Jones of the Dallas Cowboys. So that means they have 2 votes on this play, and they face the Eagles next year.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what's the other poll question, Seton?
The one that I have is, the Eagles' loss yesterday was a good thing or a bad thing?
I love talking to coaches when I say, is that a good loss? And then they look at you like, how could you say that? Or you lose right before you go into the NCAA tournament. Is that a good loss? And there's no good loss to a coach. It's just there are losses that are worse, but there's not a good loss.
Okay, well, getting blown out is a bad loss. Getting humiliated at home, that is a bad loss. Especially from a team that you're going to see again, probably right there. That's bad.
Plus, the Cowboys are coming up.
Which that I would say, was that Eagles loss a good thing for the Cowboys or a bad thing for the Cowboys? Because I think the Cowboys are about to get shellacked.
Oh, man. I don't...
Seton's right. If they, somehow the Eagles handle the Cowboys...
So if this was reversed and the Eagles blew out the Niners, would you think then the Cowboys had a better chance of beating the Eagles this Sunday night?
Well, I think the Cowboys really have no shot at beating them anyway, so...
They should have beat them in Philadelphia. They should have beat them in Philadelphia.
You know what some people are saying, too? That, like, this Eagles game, that loss was sort of a long time coming because they've been getting so lucky with all these wins. They've been sneaking, squeaking by on all of these different wins. They finally got, theoretically, what's coming to them.
One score games that they had been pulling out these games. That's fair.
Right.
That's fair.
Right. Exposed, question mark?
Ah, man. What's the line on this? What's the line on Eagles, Cowboys? Let's guess the line. I'm going to say Eagles by two. Eagles by two. Yes, Pauline.
Give me 10 seconds to double check this.
All right.
That means it's weird.
Nine.
That means that then if you said Eagles by two, because it feels like it's probably Dallas by
four.
Four.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
It's Cowboys by 3.5.
Oh. Okay.
They're home and they play great at home. That's got to factor in a little bit.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Favorite. And that point spread would definitely be different if it was at Philadelphia.
Yes, it would be.
Even though they got killed just now in Philadelphia.
Thank you, Tom.
Mr. Vegas.
Thank you. Thank you.
I go Dallas 1.5 at Philly.
Okay, thank you.
That's just what they're the best.
All right. I have to fill out my Heisman ballot. Now, I'm not allowed to. I've been told not to say who I'm voting for. The Heisman Committee the last 2 years has said, do not say who you're voting. Don't influence anybody. And which I don't know if it influences anybody, but all right, I'll abide by that. So I'm voting for Jalen Daniels. What?
What did you just do?
Hypothetically.
Wow, you really are retiring. Just going to throw away your husband. Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah,
take it.
Yeah.
You can have care.
It. Yeah. Give it to those college insiders, you know. They don't have one. Paul.
Could you imagine?
The Heisman voting closes tonight at 5 p.m. I think it's a 6 o'clock Sports Center. They'll announce the finalists.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels is odds on favorite money-wise, but he didn't play this weekend. Does that hurt him a little or a lot that LSU didn't play?
Well, those who were in, Bo Nix lost and Michael Penix's team won, but he didn't put up incredible numbers. That's it. Had two big drives, but that's not enough. I don't think the voters are going to go, on second. If he put up four touchdowns, maybe, but I think it's a one player race. And I don't think it's close. But Penix in there, Bo Nix in there, Milroe at Alabama, he might get an invite. He might get an invite, which is probably going to surprise some people. Spoke to somebody yesterday who surprised me by saying that. Because I was like, man, watching Milroe, and all of a sudden, you know, he realizes he's a great runner. And, you know, and the person I talked to said, yeah, he was in a spread offense in high school, just threw the ball. I go, they didn't let him run? He said he doesn't look to run. Alabama has to tell him to run. You go, God, what a weapon. But he might get invited. Yeah, Marv.
Is there a most improved player in college football award? Because he could win that. He was getting benched early this season.
He got benched. Yeah. And then came back. Yes, Todd?
I think he'd be sitting in the second mill row behind the other guys.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Not the front row, the mill row?
The second, yeah, behind them, the mill row. Yeah. The second row. The second mill row.
And then you wonder about, you know, regional voting. You know, the South going to vote LSU. And plus, how many, it goes back to, there's a lot of voters. How many times do you actually see a player play games? Not highlights. And that's where I think you get the true essence of just how good a player is. And Penix seems to come up with the moment when they need the moment. And it's a good story as well. Bo Nix transferring as well. All three of these guys, all transferred. Jaden Daniels from Arizona State, Bo Nix from Auburn, Michael Penix Jr. III from Indiana. That's the future. Feels like the future at that position. But I would say, and maybe if they get four, that would be fun. Yeah, Paul?
Marvin Harrison Jr. can get the Midwest vote. Sorry about that. Ohio State, he's the fifth-ranked odds right now. Odds right now are Daniels, Penix, Nix, Milroe, Harrison Jr.
Yeah. Man, the Ohio State jettisoned their quarterback. I'm going to imagine you have somebody in the pipeline there. I don't know if you get rid of your quarterback without having somebody who you know is going to come in. Man, it is. That's the way this is. Dylan Gabriel transferring from Oklahoma.
Really?
Going into the portal, I believe. Yes. Usually, you would think Oklahoma is where you go. That you want to go there. Now all of a sudden, it's you go there, and then you're going to go someplace else. And I'm surprised. Maybe you get another check, another NIL paycheck here. All right, we'll get a couple more phone calls. Jordan in Montana. Hi, Jordan. What's on your mind today?
Yeah. Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Good.
Good. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. 6'1", 280, super soft.
Soft.
I just wanted to call in. I know it's not quite topical because it was Thursday, but I tried to call in on Friday and couldn't get in. Geno Smith, I think the Seahawks are going to have to draft a replacement for him because he's not that dude. If you put any top 10 quarterback with that wide receiver core, they would absolutely dominate.
But he was the guy last year, so he's not the guy this year?
I don't know. It's like I just think they're coming to a turn where they're going to have to switch it to a new guy.
Now he's cooled off a bit, but yeah, you're right. That's a left turn on a Monday there, Jordan. Based off last Thursday. Matt in Nashville. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Dan, good morning. How are you?
Great, Matt.
Good. Good, good. Hey, third time, long time, 6 foot, a holiday soft, 195. Just wanted to chime in on a couple things. Best and worst of the weekend. Surprised it hadn't been mentioned before. Best is University of Virginia men's basketball. Continuing their dominance against the Syracuse Orange men, felt that would be a lead topic this morning. But as far as worst of the weekend goes, hate to beat the dead horse, but the Florida State Seminoles, I think they got royally jobbed on this. Don't know if the committee considered, but Alabama had to crap the bed twice, or excuse me, had a crap the bed moment twice by Auburn on defense to win that game. Should never come down to that. And the quarterback who played in the Louisville game was a third-string true freshman. Their second string would have been back. He would have cleared concussion protocol, had a full month practice with the first team. I think it would have performed much, much better. I think they just got screwed. And I think Neuhauser brought it up. Curious your thoughts. If Georgia wins that game, do you think it's the four unbeaten Power Fives and Texas and Alabama get left out? I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Yeah, I mean, we could come up with the different scenarios and what you think is, you know, that's the way you're supposed to do it. It's procedural. It's like, hey, we went undefeated in a Power 5 conference. Okay, you're not viewed as a Power 5 conference. There's two conferences, really, the SEC and the Big Ten. Although you can make a case Pac-12 was better than those, you know, competitive, top to bottom, and certainly, you know, the ACC. Big, you know, the Big 12 in here. I think that we kind of lead ourselves into this area where, as Seton brought up, we wanted chaos, we got chaos, and then we complained about chaos. So that's what this past weekend was all about. Somebody was going to get tripped up, and then what was that going to mean? If Florida State scores 28 points, I truly believe they're in the playoffs. I just think the committee looked at Florida State and said, we just can't do this. We have too many quality teams, fun teams, exciting teams, high-scoring teams. That's what we want. We want to showcase this. And as a college football source said yesterday, I said, are we supposed to cry for Florida State? He said, go ahead until the game start and nobody will care. That's it. It's cold-blooded. Like it or not, it just is. Zach in Atlanta. Hi, Zach.
DP, what's up, man? I'm a 6'172" svelte. I'm the sports director, Dan, at WSB, the ABC TV station here in your old stopping grounds in Atlanta, Georgia. Always looked up to you, my guy. You're a broadcasting hero. Interesting, fun, informative questions. You always bring out the best in your guests. If I'm at a loss on how to do things here, I'm like, what would DP do to ask these questions? But I'm worried, Dan, about these future generations knowing your impact on us broadcasters, because I'm watching Barry Sanders doc over the weekend. It says cast and crew. It says Dan Patrick was born May 15th, 1956 in Zanesville, Ohio. He is an actor and producer known for Just Go With It in 2011, The Ridiculous Six in 2015, and Basketball in 1998. Not one mention of your Hall of Fame career, Dan. Disappointed, but your impact is profound. Much love to you and the crew.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you. I wanted them to lead with that. I'm an actor.
Thespian.
Thespian. Yeah. I'm an actor.
Yeah, you dabbled in sports.
Nobody's going to know what a journalist is in a couple of years. They're going to be like, wait, you were a, what's a journalist? Never mind. Go ask your dad.
He did a radio show?
Yeah, yeah. Wait, you mean like a podcast? No, no, it was a radio show. Really?
What do you mean?
Like, were there radio stations? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, nobody's going to care. They're not. Journalism? Get out of here. Are they going to drop that as a major? Something you could major in? Journalism? No. We don't want that anymore. Yes, Paul?
Hey, kids, there's a water slide guy from Grown Ups. No, 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 kids. He used to be on SportsCenter.
I forget where I was, and I was in Savannah, and the guy I walk in the streets, not walking the streets. I was walking around downtown Savannah, and I was with my family. Guy comes up and he goes, "I know you." I said, "Yeah," and he goes, "What movie?" And then I always love that because I'm like, "All right, and what movie?" He goes, "You know, the one." And I'll go, which one? He goes, you know, the Sandler movie. I go, which one? And he'll go, help me out here. Help me out here. I go, just, I've been in a lot of them. And he goes, police officer. I said, you're going to have to be a little more specific. I've been a lot of police officers. There was Sandler.
His family's waiting.
Yes. Go on. Come on. And then my daughter goes, Dad, just start telling him, you know, titles. And then Chuck and Larry. No. Longest Yard. No. And I'm going, oh, my God. So it turns out it was Anna Faris in House Bunny.
Oh.
Where I go up and arrest her, and she's in her car. And it's a scene that's not really appropriate.
That was a dark turn for your acting career.
It was.
It's good. You're spreading your wings, though, going to the villain role. Hey,
evil cop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Harvey Keitel.
Well, no, I wasn't an evil cop.
You don't want to get typecast.
No, there was something that happened.
I don't want to pigeonhole you. As
yeah. She had to do a breathalyzer. And then I said to her, all right, you know, blow into this. And you can fill in the rest. It's that Sandler kind of humor.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Homage. All right. Let's take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Right after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show. Weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Man, that was a quick show. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support here. Couple of phone calls. Is the Florida State fallout over? How long's the shelf life here? What else could come up? Politicians maybe getting involved in this, maybe grandstanding a little bit. It feels like, and once again, what I was told yesterday by a college football source, yes, people shed tears until the games begin and nobody's going to care about Florida State. They're going to be interested to see how Florida State does against Georgia. That'll be it. But that's the bottom. It's a bottom line business. As much as we would love for it to be like, well, there's order. No, there's no order. Look at the Pac-12 and what they did. Big 12. What's happening with the SEC? ACC, are you a Power 5 conference? Like, there's no order here. And there's no concrete hard rules that college football follows. And we saw that this weekend. It's just the reality of it. Baker and Bozeman. Hi, Bake. What's on your mind today?
Danny, I am so excited because I have your retirement figured out. I've got it solved.
Okay.
Okay? But first, maybe a segment for tomorrow, back on what you were just saying a moment ago. I would love to hear you and the Danettes break down if the 12-team playoff were this year in 2023, maybe tomorrow I'd love to hear you guys break down who the remaining eight would be in which order. But to your retirement. So my concept would keep the Danettes, would keep the backroom guys, would keep the Mercedes-Benz man cape. I don't know if you ever watched Rachel Maddow, but I think Rachel Maddow is like the Dan Patrick of news broadcasters. Mm. She's a genius. And she is now, in a current contract, as in 2023, she only broadcasts on Mondays. But she drives kind of the rest of their coverage for the rest of the week conceptually. And for election coverage and big things, she quarterbacks that. So my concept for you, same thing. Coming on Mondays, best and worst of the weekend. Drive what the kind of the vision for the rest of the week is going to be, and then spend the rest of the week with your wife and family.
All right. Baker, can I start that now? could I do just Mondays now for the next 4 years and then see if I want to continue that? I'd love to have Baker as my agent. He's only going to work Mondays.
I mean, okay. We could easily transition to a Monday through Thursday schedule and take Friday off. Just throwing it out there. Yeah. Just throwing it out there.
He was willing to do that. Oh, gosh, everybody. Yeah, well, it's a shocker.
Who isn't willing to do that?
Yeah. Todd. All right, write tomorrow's headline tonight.
Oh, boy.
Today.
Oh, boy.
Todd, I'm going to start with you. Bengals, Jags. Jags favored by 10.
All locked in, as in the flowing locks of Trevor Lawrence. Jaguars easy against the Bengals. What?
It's bad.
Flowing locks.
I did wake up last night at, I don't know. No, it was Saturday night, probably 3 in the morning.
A great headline.
Yes. It was you, the letter U, gets a W, you can't spell Penix without N-I-X. So, University of Washington, U gets a W. You can't spell Penix without N-I-X. Bo Nix. I know.
You woke up out of a sound sleep?
I did. And I wrote it down. My wife goes, what are you doing? I go, and I'm writing P-E-N-I. And she goes, what are you writing? And I go, no, there's an X. There's an X at the end of that.
Penix envy.
Final results of the poll question.
Hold on a second. Sorry, I was getting my tomorrow's headline.
Oh, okay, my bad. Okay, how about we do this day in sports history?
Okay,
real quick.
1977, Tony Dorsett of the Cowboys ran for 206 yards. He was a rookie. He became the third rookie to rush for more than 200 yards in the game. Who has the rookie single-game rushing record, Dan? Which running back? I'll give you a hint. It was 296 yards.
Wow.
In 2000. Wow, 296. Confirmed. In 2007.
Marvin?
Adrian Peterson.
That's correct. Adrian Peterson. Which rookie this year is the only rookie to go over 200 yards rushing? He just came back from injury. Devon Achan from Miami.
Oh, okay. Scored a touchdown yesterday. Yeah. Okay. All right, Seton, tomorrow's headline today?
Well, I have the poll question ready now, okay. Dan. The Eagles' loss yesterday was a 63% say a good thing. Okay. I can't tell if that's people rooting against the Eagles or very optimistic Eagles fans, but 63% of the audience like it.
All right.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's headline today?
It's got to be something about Saxonville.
Oh.
And I don't know if that's going to be Trevor Lawrence just getting obliterated or the Jaguars defense stepping up today for the hapless Bengals.
How about you, Marvin?
Jags off their game.
Whoa. All right.
Family show.
Take off your pants and Jags it.
Mine was going to be Jags off and running.
Okay. All right. Yes, Todd.
How about there is no Joe Burrow? There is no Joe Burrow. Jaguars by 20.
Couldn't you just let Paulie have that?
Yeah, I guess.
You don't even get, what did you learn today? See, what did you learn today?
Dang. Man. I learned. Todd had a bad fun.
What we learned is...
No, you like that one. It's no Joe Burrow.
Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. Not here. Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show.
You know what we learned? You were right, college football
vindication,
people.
Vindication,
baby.
Right.
Take that.
They were going to try to expand 2023. I told you so.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.